For weeks, Jeremy Hunt has been playing the plain-speaking medic for the UK's economic malaise. Like root canal surgery, the treatment he's warned of won't be pleasant, but he insists it's necessary. And the moment has come.
In the face of unprecedented global headwinds, families, pensioners, businesses, teachers, nurses, and many others are worried about the future. So today, we deliver a plan to tackle the cost of living crisis and rebuild our economy.
Jeremy Hunt's $66 billion plan increases taxes and cuts government spending. But though the tax rises will come now, most spending cuts are deferred till 2025, after the next election. To help soften the blows, state pensions and benefits will rise in line with inflation, and the national living wage will rise too. It's the new Chancellor's attempt to clear the wreckage left by his predecessor's mini-budgets of just 6 weeks ago. Kwasi Kwarteng sent the pound plunging and interest rates soaring with billions in unfunded tax cuts. It cost Kwarteng and previous Prime Minister Liz Truss their jobs. Jeremy Hunt is trying to be a safer pair of hands.
He's trying to make the case that the Conservative Party is going to generate fiscal credibility for the country, but not damage public services too badly with another round of austerity. So he's kept, in cash terms, spending the same over the next 2 years and pushed back the pain to 2025 for the next election. So a bit of a trap for the Labour Party.
The reality of the situation is that Britons will have less money in their pockets as the country enters recession. Even in the wealthy English town of Saffron Walden, the need for food banks is soaring.
The cost of living crisis and the impending recession are going to affect people from all types of society. And what we find is that when you live somewhere affluent, if you are struggling, the poverty here, it's hidden and it's invisible.
Sophie says demand for food is outstripping the amount they receive. Does she see any light down the tunnel?
No, definitely not. No light at all.
The Chancellor says global financial pressures are a storm that Britain must face into. But whether the origins are foreign or domestic, the UK is entering a new age of austerity. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.